Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about catastrophes.
Mm.
Have you got one yet, Steve?
A cat? No, I have not. We discussed it.
We did.
Why are we not just, what would you do if we just bought you one?
It's a little personal to go shove a cat.
I know,
on
but you, I think you do really.
I would forget it was there, and that'd be the problem.
They like that. They'll disappear on you for days.
Oh, okay.
Like, and you cat sat, and you were good at it.
You're right.
And you took pride.
You said that dogs, you have to. Cats, you can just fill up the bowl once, and you can leave them for 2 days.
If you leave 40 pounds of food out for a dog, he will eat 40 pounds of food.
Yes, but a cat will ration.
They'll ration it for as long as they need to.
And you just have a little bathroom for them, and they take care of it. You really don't have to think about that either.
Well,
it's kind of nice.
But what we need from you people is to tell us the weird things that have happened with your cats. We call them catastrophes. Some woman redid her bathroom, the drywall, and somehow the cat went in the drywall while they had it torn apart, and then they finished the drywall, and they could hear the cat inside the walls.
Wow.
That's what happens. They disappear for so long, you're like, oh, they're out and about, and you patch up the wall. And
they've been back.
My parents don't have a cat, but they have a cat.
Yeah.
There is a cat in the neighborhood that literally lives one third of the time with them, never comes inside, but they put food outside, they put milk outside, they put treats and stuff outside. So and then the cat just sleeps on their deck. Like sun's on their deck and it's there and they're like, it'll be there for like 2 or 3 days and then it's gone. And then they'll see on Facebook, somebody else like six houses up is like, well, it looks like our cat's back.
That's cool.
That's what Steve needs. He needs his neighbor to get a cat.
Yeah.
glom onto a third of the time.
That's not horrible. You need a shared cat.
I do.
So Amber was saying, like, did you have a cat whose cat was
bringing
you?
No, I am not. Sorry, Steve, not a cat person.
I wouldn't stoop that low.
For this reason, though. So my roommate in college had a cat, and I liked it well enough. But one day, I was getting ready for school early, and I heard it playing in the closet. So I kind of peeped in. It looked like it was playing with a toy, so I was like, whatever. And then I hear, like, crunching of unmistakably of bones. Like, I just knew. I just knew.
No.
And I was like, that's not a toy. And I opened it. The cat had eaten the entire squirrel except the head and the tail and was just playing with the head.
They do that. Yeah.
It was. Then one time it ate a rat and left nothing but just the feet and the tail, but in formation, like in the places
like
they are
supposed to be. Like the Museum of Natural History style. Like.
Right in front of the TV. I was like, this is an evil gift. Like, it's basic, it's sending a message.
Why?
I will kill you in your sleep.
You're next. And they do that because they think we're dumb, right?
I was told that they think that we can't feed ourselves, so they come and they feed us with the remnants of what they ate.
Because they definitely do that. I dated a girl who had a cat, and it got to go in and out, and it would just bring, but like Amber said, it never brought you a whole bird.
No,
it would bring you just like, or like this one, because we lived near a field, it would bring half of snakes, a lot.
Oh.
Oh,
and you know, a snake after they're dead still moves so, quite a bit.
Yeah, that's...
So it's like, we'll just drop a snake on you, like, all right, here you go. Go ahead. Finish it. I'm full. So we want to hear, like, the worst things your cats have done. We call them catastrophes. 303-222-5423. Hack's not a... What's yours, Hack?
I'm not a cat person, but my wife's parents had two cats. So when we were dating, I spent a lot of time over there playing with the cats. One was a boy. He liked me. The girl, the female, did not like me at all. So I would pick her up and she would meow at me. And I suggest everyone try it. Just try to match the pitch back to the cat and they get very mad.
Why?
Just if they're meow, meow, and you just keep, like, escalating with it, and they get so mad. Yeah, my wife's going to kill me. She hated that when I did this.
How high were you when you came up with this?
No, not at
why
all.
Why would just, you? Why would anybody do that?
I don't know. I don't know, but it works. You assert dominance, maybe.
They are, like, I've talked about it before. My sister-in-law had one, and it was the most evil cat. She told me I had to babysit their kid. I opened the door. They put the cat in a room, and they said, don't go in there. But I was like, come on, I'm going to go in there. I opened the door. Lights are off. I turn it on. Is sitting in the middle of the floor, just turned toward me and went, made that sound, and I could not slam. It was like horror movie.
Yes.
Like, get out!
That's creepy.
We went and visited my wife's parents, and the cats were there. We took our son for the first time. So overnight, we left his car seat just in the kitchen, and the cats peed in it.
See, they evil. Plot mm-hmm. their they evil. The chances of them killing you is never zero.
Never. Well, you know, the cat scratch fever thing is, like, not just a terrible Ted Nugent song. It's a real thing.
He just about lost his arm.
Little D's dad got scratched by a cat, and they ended up, he got so infected, they had to open his arm, like, the skin on his arm from, like, wrist to bicep, flap it open, and leave it open for days for the infection to dry out.
It's real.
Oh, my gosh.
There's something in nasty. Their spit yeah. or in their, like, don't get bit by a cat and try not to get scratched by a cat.
And do not try to match the pitch of a cat if they still have their claws, because they will 100%. Scratch you.
They'll go crazy.
Don't do perfect pitch. Yeah.
And so one other quick story. Somebody, their cat caused $40,000 worth of damage.
Jeez.
They turned a tap on and flooded their downstairs.
Oh, that's, yeah. Yeah.
That's the intent,
yeah.
people.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but they live there, too. But they don't need the laundry room.
This is what you get for not eating that snake.
100%. All right, so if you've got a catastrophe story, we want to hear it. Emily?
Yay.
Yay.
Catastrophe, what's yours?
Oh, my! It's awful. So our cats used to climb up on the top of the garage door when it was open. And so it was wintertime. My mom started the car, had the garage door open, left. I normally would be up, but stayed downstairs for about 2 hours watching a movie. Went upstairs, finally heard this horrible noise. Looked out the window, and the poor cat was stuck in the top of the garage door just screaming bloody murder.
Oh, God.
Because she closed the door, and it got squished.
Yeah, like it was on the top of the door when she closed it. Yeah, he got squished in the top of the door, and he was, like, crying, and I felt so guilty because I didn't get up when I normally do. Oh.
Did he live?
I opened the door. He did. I opened the door, and the poor thing, I could hear the thumping. So I'm like, oh, my God, he's paralyzed. We rushed him to the vet. He was there for 3 days and came home with a little wobbly and always had that spot. If you touched it, he would freak out, but he was fine.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Never got on top of that door again.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my. No, it was horrible. He was, sadly, he passed last year, but he was my baby. I felt like the worst.
Oh, my God.
In the world. Yeah.
That is so.
He didn't kill me.
Garage doors, I have a. They're a trigger for me.
Mm-hmm.
They're way more like people who don't respect their garage door. You're insane. That spring will kill you. That door will kill you without the spring.
And it wasn't bent or anything. Like it was closed as normal with the poor kitty.
Oh,
in
that
the
poor
top.
Cat.
It was awful.
Thank you for the call, Emily. Oh, that's awful. Lou.
Yay.
Catastrophe. What happened?
Okay, so I used to have this cat. I was living with roommates, and his name was Coda. This beautiful brown cat, and he was an indoor-outdoor cat, and he usually spent most of the day outdoor, and so he, like, ate outside. He ate, like, wild animals, and so sometimes he would leave us birds that were half dead. He wouldn't finish his meal. Oh. So sometimes they would be alive and chirping. And we tried saving a couple, but eventually they would just die.
What, you're doing CPR on a half dead bird?
Bandaging it up.
Oh, God. Thank you for the call. Never mind, Steve. You're not getting a cat.
Okay.
Yeah. Tina?
Yay.
Catastrophe. What happened to you?
So my cat brought in a mouse overnight through the kitty door, dropped it into the bathtub where it couldn't get out, went back out hunting, left it for the next morning for my husband to find, who's deadly scared of mice, screams like a baby. Cat gets in, grabs the mouse, and starts playing with it.
Oh, my God.
It was on purpose. See?
That's his storage spot.
On purpose.
So the cat understood the physics of a mouse and they couldn't get out of a tub?
Of a tub.
Exactly. He's a super brilliant cat.
And that the dad was afraid of the mouse.
100%.
Yeah. Like, this is going to be funny. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Squeals like a girl, jumps on the table. If they bring a dead one, he makes me take it away. He likes fun.
Okay. I can't decide if you should get rid of the cat or the husband. One of them's got to go, though. Thank you, Tina. Kelly.
Hi.
Catastrophe. What do you got?
So I was waking up one early morning, and I was feeding my outside cat, and I was putting the bowl out, and she comes up from under her porch, and she's got this bird in her mouth, and she sets it down, and I thought it was dead, but then it hopped up and tried to, like, hobble off. She went and chased it. She wouldn't let me, like, save it. So then she had to take it down under the porch and finish it off. Mm. And then she came up and ate the bowl of food I put out for her.
Mercenaries.
Yeah.
They are.
I tried to save the bird, but I couldn't.
Every horror movie should have a cat in it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kelly. Rick?
Yay.
Catastrophe. What do you got?
I got a 22-pound Maine Coon cat that looks like a bobcat.
Yeah.
Wow. Goes out at night, comes back in the morning while I'm feeding the kids breakfast, and you open the sliding glass door, and it's covered in blood from its bottom jaw to its paws.
Every
Never
day?
Home anything. A couple times a week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's from feast? It's from, okay.
Do you even feed the cat?
Rabbits. Yeah. Oh, it eats a lot. But it goes, I don't know what it gets because it never brings anything home. Rabbits or squirrels, who knows?
Stop letting the demon cat out, dude.
Dripping with blood.
Oh, my God. I don't. Thank you, Rick. Is that normal, what just happened there?
You sounded evil.
I know.
Mackenzie.
Yay.
Catastrophe. Hey, what happened?
So I had just gotten my first cat. She was like a tiny little kitten, and I was sleeping, and if you've never had a cat, you know they, like, climb everywhere.
Yeah.
So I was sleeping, and I felt her, like, kissing my nose. And so I started, like, she was, like, kissing my lips. And so I started kissing her back, and I opened my eyes. It was not her nose. It was her butthole.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.